The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaVerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
From the Ship Canyon 85 Arena in Middlebury, Vermont, we welcome you to this tilt between Middlebury College and Wesleyan University. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman here with you as we are all season long set to begin this pregame show. Our first broadcast since the official new year, Bruce, but Middlebury really started a new year after coming back from a three-week hiatus and doing well in their last tournament.
Yeah, Jason, it's good to be with you tonight on a chilly Saturday night. I can't think of anything better to do and stay home, listen to Middlebury College Hockey on WVTK, and talk about the exciting 2018 that I think is going to be in store for this team. As you mentioned, the last time we were together last weekend, it was the Middlebury College Holiday Classic here at the Chip Canyon 85 Arena in a tournament won by the Panthers, who to me anyway looked like a different team than we had seen before that tournament.
Yeah, you're exactly right. A 4-0 win, Bruce, over your alma mater, St. Mike's, to advance them to the championship in the holiday tournament. And then they were able to beat the Oswego State Lakers. Not only beat them, but beat them in dramatic fashion. You know, Bruce, I have a flair for the dramatics. A 4-3 final score there with Mitch Allen scoring the final two goals and that final goal with 3 minutes to go that really set the icing on the cake. But the whole thing was the momentum for Middlebury in both those games, was how they finished and how they started, and they were just able to play a complete 60 minutes of hockey. That really was the difference.
You're 100% correct, and it's a really good analysis you made there, because I think the Panthers may have saved their season last weekend the way they played. Again, they're non-conference games, so it certainly doesn't matter standings-wise, but in order to get some momentum going, some positive mojo, if you will, they really needed to play well last weekend, and I don't know if they thought they were going to win that tournament, but to me, anyway, it certainly looked like the way they played that they thought they were going to win that tournament. They came out and had a commanding win, a shutout win, over St. Michael's College, my alma mater, in a game that Stephen Klein, Panthers goaltender, stood on his head, stopping everything. And then the next day, really just completely surprised the Oswego State Lakers, who I'm not sure if they took the Panthers lightly, but I think the Panthers outplayed them from the drop of the puck until the game ended. And so for Coach Neil Sinclair and Coach Finney, I think that's a good sign going into 2018.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one of the things we talked about with Middlebury is playing a complete 60 minutes, right? We know that their first period had been strong, but it was the second and third periods where they needed to pick themselves up and play well. And look, let's call it what it was. Going into the game against St. Mike's, 5-4-1 was St. Mike's at the time. And we'll talk about St. Mike's because there's an interesting parallel there in just a second. But the thing about St. Mike's, quite frankly, was a team that Middlebury could beat, and we weren't that surprised that they beat. The real big win, and again, you have to look at both wins equally, but it was a huge win against Oswego, the number two or three team in the country, depending on whether you follow D3Hockey.com or whether you look at the other standing website. But it was just a big win for Middlebury, momentum-wise, and really just great to see them win a home tournament on their home crowd, against their home crowd. And talking to Stephen Klein after the game, a guy that was really happy, and a guy that had won tournament MVP before, but it said it had been quite a while, and it really felt great to him.
Well, as you said, Jason, he played a tremendous weekend of hockey, you know, allowing 3 goals in 2 games against 2 pretty good teams. I think you hit it right on the head. I thought that the Panthers had a chance to beat St. Michael's. I thought that they were going to come out and play strong. I didn't know that they were going to shut them out, and they did. They played very, very well defensively. And again, as you mentioned, one of the things that we had highlighted as a really kind of a must for the Panthers last weekend was better play in the second and third periods, and that is exactly what they did in both games. You know, the win against St. Michael's was a big win, a 4-0 shutout, but to me, the win on Sunday against the Oswego State Laker team was really very, very telling, because they played a full 60 minutes and they came to play. You could see from the minute they stepped out on the ice, they had every intention of sending a message in that game. Well, I'm going to talk more about that when we talk about the keys for both teams, because I think there's a couple of players that sent messages last week with their play. But again, I thought that the way the Panthers played that game sent a message. And I do think that if they continue to play the way they played last weekend, they're going to be a very, very dangerous team come playoff time.
Yeah, for Middlebury, the name of the game is continue to do what you were able to do last week. And again, that's one of the things to me is making sure your passes are crisp and putting yourselves in good positions. They were doing a good job setting each other up, something that they weren't doing the best job of at the beginning of the season, and something they tightened up that was a big reason for their last two victories last weekend.
Yeah, they played very, very well last weekend. Pretty much everything that we identified as keys for the Panthers last weekend, they did. And so I said to Coach Sinclair on the way out of the arena last time, I said, you know, watching this, I said, I want to play right now. Because as we mentioned in the pregame show last weekend, momentum is kind of a funny thing. And if you're not going well, sometimes you want a little bit of a break. You want to take a couple days off, kind of figure things out. But I think it's great that the Panthers are hopping right back into conference play with the game tonight against Wesleyan and another important game tomorrow afternoon against Trinity, a game which, by the way, is going to be at 4 o'clock, and you'll hear the pregame show starting at 3:30 with Jason and myself here on WVTK. But I thought it was really important that they got back into conference play, and, you know, the top 8 teams in the NESCAC out of the 10 teams make the playoffs. And this Wesleyan team, by the way, was 7th seeded last year, and they upset the 2nd seeded Colby team in the playoffs. So it can happen. So for me, it's an exciting point of the year. I know the players are excited. I ran into some of them this week downtown Middlebury, and they believe in the system. They believe in what they're doing, and I think it's going to be an exciting 2018.
And we'll continue to talk a little bit more about 2018. We'll continue to dive deeper into this one as the 5-1-3 Cardinals battle the 3-7 Middlebury College Panthers. We'll continue to dive more into that. We'll get to our keys to the game, and let's continue to talk about the weekend that was for Middlebury and why we think that's going to propel them going forward. All that coming up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey Pregame Show on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical MedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Just 18 minutes out before this matchup between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Wesleyan University Cardinals. Should be a good one considering these two teams have previous history with one another. They played twice last season. And considering these two teams played twice last season, Bruce, they've got a little bit of history with one another.
Yeah, they certainly do, Jason. The teams did play twice last season, as you mentioned. The first one exactly a year ago tonight at the Spurrier-Snyder Rink in Middletown, Connecticut. And that was won by the Cardinals 3-2. And in that game, Jason, the Cardinals jumped out to a 3-0 lead before the Panthers' Trevor Turnbull and Mark McClellan scored to make it close at 3-2. But the Panthers could not get the equalizer, and Wesleyan took the first game in that season series 3-2. In that game, the Cardinals outshot the Panthers 27-22 with Stephen Klein, who I believe we'll be seeing tonight as well, making 24 saves in that game. Now, the team's second clash took place on Friday, February 3rd, right here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And in that game, the Panthers put on a defensive clinic. Goaltender Stephen Klein making 25 saves. Andrew Neary scoring a second period goal, which stood up as the Panthers shut out the Cardinals in one of the team's best games of the season. The Panthers won that game and tied the season series at one game apiece with that win. So a great end of the season win for the Panthers, and hopefully they can build a little bit on that when they take the ice tonight against these same Wesleyan Cardinals. Now, I'm curious, there's keys to the game for both teams. Wondering what your thoughts are on tonight's keys for the Wesleyan Cardinals.
Well, first, like we mentioned, they're 5-1-3 overall, 1-1-2 in the conference. And interestingly enough, Bruce, they're undefeated on the road. They're 3-0-1, beating St. Mike's 3-2 on Wednesday night. So that's kind of how they got here. But what are they going to need to do to win? That's really the question that you're asking me, right? So the first question, the first answer, I guess, would be build on the momentum. They're off to one of their best starts in school history. They won 4 in a row. They beat Hamilton, Stonehill, Post, and St. Michael's. And like I said, they're a great road team this year, undefeated at 3-0-1. So just continue to build on that. And I know I asked you this last time, but for the listeners that might not have heard it, why do you think a team could have the potential to be better on the road than at home?
Well, I think that sometimes there's a lot less distractions. You know, you've got family, if you've got a significant other, they're there. And again, you know, home cooking, so to speak, is a great thing. You're used to playing in a rink. You're used to the familiar surroundings. But when things aren't going well, sometimes it's good to kind of get out of Dodge, so to speak, go to a different arena where all you really have to focus on is hockey. Now, things have obviously been going fairly well for Wesleyan this year. But again, those are just some of the reasons that you play or that you may be better on the road. And I'll just use myself as an example. I was not a very good player. I was more of a role player. But whenever I played on the road, I played better on the road because I was less worried about my family, my friends, my coaches watching me play, and I just did the simple things. And I think that's something that comes into play sometimes as well. So that's one of the reasons sometimes a team could play a little bit better on the road than at home.
One of my other keys is continuing to get contributions from everyone, continuing to spread the wealth around. Of the Cardinals' top 10 scorers, 6 are underclassmen. The teams have second, third, and fourth leading scorers, Tyler Watt, Walker Harris, Spencer Fox, that have 12 goals and 21 assists for 33 points among them in 9 games. That's a really good total. And if they can get an offense like that where everybody's contributing, they're going to put themselves in a good place tonight. And finally, And you know what it is. It's no surprise. We both harp on it all the time because it's so important, and that is goaltending. Goaltending is such a big part of the game. The Cardinals have a trio of goaltenders who put up impressive numbers so far this season, whether it's Tim Sestak, George Blinnick, or Matt Huston. They collectively have a 2.4 goals against average and a 92.1, just like our call letters, save percentage with numbers like that. You're going to win a lot of games, and we saw how important goaltending was last weekend for the Panthers when Stephen Kleins stood out there and was able to shut out St. Mike's and then end up beating Oswego. So the Cardinals are going to need good goaltending to win this game because the Panthers' offense is pretty hot.
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, the goaltending, you hit it right on the head. Stephen Kleins stood on his head last weekend, the tournament MVP, and they're going to need that again tonight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right because he had a good season before those last two games, right? Even though he was getting touched up for a couple of goals. But the defense in front of him has been better and allowed him to just do what he's able to do, and that just makes saves. But sprawling right, left, up, down. He's just really acrobatic and really able to make plenty of saves.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk for a minute about some of the keys for the Panthers tonight. As you mentioned earlier in the pregame show, the Panthers come into tonight's game 3-7-0 overall, 1-5 in the conference. We'll talk about that in a second because, again, the top eight teams out of 10 make the playoffs. The Panthers are in ninth place right now, but they're only one win out of a playoff spot. The Panthers do not score a lot of goals. At least they haven't up until this past weekend. 1.7 goals a game. They're giving up 3.80 goals a game. That's something they're going to work on. Special teams, which we'll talk about in a minute, a little bit of a challenge. The power play has not been good so far this year. It's 1 for 30, which is 3%. That's got to improve. The penalty kill getting better. 32 for 40 on the season, about 80%. They have to get more shots on goal. They're averaging just under 25 shots a game. And in terms of the shots that they give up, 34.1 is what they're giving up per game. So if you're going to ask me what my three keys are for the game tonight for the Panthers, number one, build on the momentum. As I said earlier in the pregame show, I think the Panthers may have saved their season last weekend with two just dominating wins in the Middlebury Holiday Classic. They beat St. Michael's 4-0 in the opening round, and they upset the nation's number two Division III team in the Oswego State Lakers 4-3 to win the championship. The Panthers did the little things right, which led to the big things going right. And if the Panthers can bring the same effort for the rest of the season that we saw last weekend, I think they're going to be a very, very dangerous team come playoff time.
I mean, put it this way. If you can beat Oswego, you can beat anybody, right? They were a completely different team because of how, like you said, they were able to do the little things, whether it was defense, staying out of the penalty box to a certain extent, passing the puck around, you know, just hustling after those 50-50 pucks. We always talk about that, being the first one to wrestle those pucks away, just communicating better. And that's something I really think that they were able to do, was communicate better.
Yeah, and some of the players really stepped it up last week, and we saw Owen Powers with a good game. We saw Michael Fahey with a good game. The defense played very well. So I think it's a case where a lot of people stepped up, and, you know, being a former player, I could tell when the players came out that they meant business. This was not just a tournament game, and if we win, they came to play. They brought their A game, and they were serious. And I said this last week, and I'll say it again. I think they outplayed Oswego, and I think Coach Sinclair outcoached Oswego. I think that there were a number of things I'm not a coach. I think I would have done differently if I was the visiting team. I think the Oswego goaltender last weekend did not play that well. And I think Middlebury came out and I think they really just sent a message in that win. So I was very happy for them.
And a term that you used last week, and I'd have to agree, about that game, trap game.
Yeah.
Because Oswego looked past Middlebury a little bit. And, you know, it was a non-conference game for Oswego and for Middlebury, obviously. But you can't look past the team, especially on their home ice, especially a team that was coming off a great win against St. Mike's, again, where they shut them out 4-0. They looked past them, and they paid for it.
Yeah, they did pay for it. And as we said during the pregame show last week, from where we are in this beautiful press box at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, when you look directly ahead of where we're broadcasting from now, there are an awful lot of national championship banners. They're everywhere. when a team has eight national championships, you do not look past them. And I think, to your comment, I think that's a little bit of what happened last weekend. And you're right, that's exactly what happened. They paid for it. They lost the game, and they lost the tournament. And they were outplayed by Middlebury. I think they were outcoached as well. I thought Coach Sinclair did a fabulous job. He pushed all the right buttons, and they won the game.
One thing's for sure, one impressive win streak's going to come to an end tonight, whether it's Wesleyan, who's won four in a row, or Middlebury, who's won their last two in a row to get to a composite record of 3-7. We'll see what it is. We'll, again, dive deeper into the matchup. We'll continue with the pregame show when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Hockey Night in Middlebury. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry. Bruce Eben, Jason Wexler. And Jason, one of the things that I didn't get to because I was busy talking about something else was the two other keys that I had for the Panthers tonight. We talked about the special teams. One of the things that I think that the Panthers are going to want to work on tonight, somehow, they've got to get this power play jump started. They're 1-for-30 on the season. They've got to somehow figure out how to get that going because that's going to come into play come playoff time. The penalty kill has been a lot better. It's now at 80%, but we've seen some NESCAC teams that are deadly accurate with the extra man, and a power play goal here or there can be the difference between a win and a loss, which is critical in conference play. And finally, just like for the Cardinals, goaltending. I mentioned earlier in the pregame show, I think goaltender Steven Klein sent a message to his team last week that he's the man between the pipes for the team this season. He won tournament MVPs last week, giving up only 3 goals in 2 games. He's a confident goaltender, and I think the other players believe in him, and so I think build on the momentum, get the special teams going in goaltending. My keys for the Middlebury College Panthers tonight. Just about 5 minutes before they drop the puck, right now we're going to get you the starting lineups in tonight's game. And first, we'll take a look at the starting lineups for the visiting Wesleyan University Cardinals.
Well, Bruce, it'll be Tim Sestak between the pipes, the sophomore goaltender, 6'1", 190 pounds from Darien, Connecticut. He'll anchor what'll be a tough Wesleyan defense tonight that'll feature Chris White, the junior from Poughkeepsie, New York, up near my neck of the woods. And it'll also feature Chad Milinowski, who buried the OT winner in a 3-2 win against St. Mike's. He's got 3 goals and 5 assists on the season. 3 forwards. One of them will be Cam McCusker from Concord, New Hampshire. He'll go along with Walker Harris. He's a sophomore from Boulder, Colorado. 6 goals, 5 assists on the season for him. And Luke Babcock, the junior forward from Stratham, New Hampshire. We're bringing the national anthem when we come back. It's Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So, why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. We'll get you the starting lineups now for the Middlebury College Panthers. And starting in goal, no real surprise here, senior Stephen Klein, number 31. On defense, the left defenseman, number 33, the freshman Eric Jeremiah from Hanover, Massachusetts. And his defense partner from Andover, Massachusetts, number 42, senior David Bellucci. The forwards at left wing, number 43, freshman Charlie Lawrence from Wellesley, Massachusetts. The center from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, sophomore Owen Powers. And at right wing from Clifton Park, New York, sophomore number 26, Mitch Allen. the starting lineup for the Middlebury College Panthers, who jumping back into conference play, looking for their fourth win of the season. And Jason, as you mentioned, I think this is going to be an exciting tilt.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So Middlebury will be in their home white with navy blue numerals across the back and the M on their shoulders. Wesleyan will be in black with white numerals with red, white, and red stripes down the back of their jerseys and along the sides of their pants. Middlebury defending the goal to our left, Bruce, and Wesleyan defending the goal to our right as we get ready for Hockey Night in Middlebury. Set to drop the puck, it'll be Owen Powers in the faceoff circle as it'll be won and shot over to David Bellucci of Middlebury to start things off. Again, Middlebury skating, Bruce, left to right. Faceoff won back by Wesleyan, and they've got it in center ice, controlling Chris White, who shot it along into the right corner behind Middlebury's own net, where Middlebury now controls the puck again. It's David Bellucci. Fires it up the ice. And into neutral ice. Chance for Mitchell Allen. Mitchell Allen going to fire his shot. No. Rebound chance. No. Puck loose. Into the left corner. Owen Powers controls. And Wesleyan shoots it all the way down the ice. Race for the puck and an icing call. And a good job by Middlebury early on, Bruce, forcing the issue.
Yeah, Mitch Allen coming into the Wesleyan offensive zone with some speed off his front foot right by the left circle, getting a shot on that the Cardinal goaltender had to stop.
It'll be a faceoff to the right of Sestak, won by Middlebury and shot in there by Bellucci once again. Puck into the right corner of the Cardinals' defensive zone, as they're just trying to clear the puck away. And Middlebury and Vinny Giussani will skate and get the puck near his own net. Giussani will play it back up. Beautiful pass to Camille Tkachuk, who puts on a deke and leaves it for Giussani, but offsides is called.
Yeah, 18:49 left to play first period. Middlebury and Wesleyan scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The faceoff now in neutral ice.
And it's going to be won by Danny Tai of Middlebury, but Wesleyan quickly gets that puck, and it's shot along to defenseman Theo Thinigo, who plays it up for Wesleyan, and a shot goes high by Walker Harris behind the net of Middlebury. Walker Harris gets the puck back and fires it back in deep. Middlebury just trying to get the puck in. Trevor Turnbull does near the blue line. Danny Tai comes away with it, now putting on the speed. Fires a shot left side, deflected off the stick of Sestak. Shot back in, Heinrichs to Turnbull. Left corner, Turnbull. Leaves for Heinrichs. Heinrichs behind the net, trying to make something happen, going from right to left. Tried to feed up top to Connor Lloyd, but he was not home. Back the other way, Yablong Jr. lost possession of the puck in Middlebury. With 17:49 to go in the first period, loses possession of the puck in their own end. Puck shot down to Wesleyan's defensive end, and they're going to try to make a play on it. And they will in the right corner. Skating away from trouble was Chris White. Chris White passed it along and up ahead to Andy Espinosa. Wesleyan puck near center ice, and Middlebury vying for control of it, but will not get it. As again, Chris White plays it up ahead and off a couple of sticks into Middlebury's defensive zone behind their own net. Puck is shot back in by Wesleyan. Matt Zandi fired it in. And it's Wesleyan puck. Now near the slot, they're going to try a shot and have it deflected off a couple of sticks. Great defense there, Bruce, by Middlebury. Coming the other way, Charlie Lawrence going to try a shot that goes wide left. Middlebury winning the early shots. Battle 2 to zip. Owen Powers played it into Mitchell Allen, who tried a shot that almost went into the net off of backhander. And the Panthers chasing the puck, getting to it, Mitch Allen near his own net. Frank Cozzolito played it up. And a weak pass attempt into Wesleyan's defensive zone gets the puck in possession of the Cardinals near their own blue line. Taking it up is Dylan Holes. Holes met a nice forecheck from Frank Cozzolito. And Kamil Tkachuk takes back possession of the puck, tried to whack it ahead, but could not. Puck loose near Middlebury's zone net in the right corner. Wesleyan's got it, but a whistle coming.
And we have a penalty on the play, too. There is a high sticking call.
And Bruce, that's with 15:48 to go.
Spencer Fox for the Cardinals is going to sit for 2 minutes. A high sticking minor. 15:48 left in the first period. Middlebury getting the first opportunity on the man advantage of this game in a special teams moment here that we hope they can improve on.
Middlebury cycling the puck around. Fahey dumps down low to Jasani, who tried to feed Heinrich, but it carries back the other way to Kamil Tkachuk. Now the puck shot down. Jasani going to chase behind his own net. Will do so and take it up the length of the ice. Path both blue lines now. Jasani putting on the speed. Jasani back to Allen. Now back to Fahey up top. Fahey on the right wing. Dumped down low to Tkachuk. Back over to Ryan Ash. Left side, Jasani. And Heinrich tried to tip, but it's no good, as it didn't get close enough to the goal. And back the other way is Ash. In pursuit a couple of Cardinals, but Middlebury wrestles the puck loose. Another good job of controlling possession and controlling tempo. 14:50 to go, first period, still scoreless. 55 seconds to go on the power play for Middlebury as they change again and look to set things up. Taking it with him, Bellucci. Fired it ahead to Charlie Lawrence. Wesleyan took possession of the puck back. Chris White trying to make something happen behind his zone net, but cannot do so. It's Middlebury puck again. 35 seconds to go on their power play attempt. Eric Jeremiah stops and now fires it up ahead straight. It's deflected away as it went into a wall of Cardinals. Bellucci again leading the break. The tie. Tie upended. But Charlie Lawrence there to take the puck and dish over to Miss Allen. Allen tried to lead Bellucci up top. And coming back the other way, Tyler Watt. Tyler Watt with a beautiful pass, a beautiful shot, and a score. It's Dylan Holes off a feed from Tyler Watt. We'll confirm that, but we know this for sure. It's a shorthanded goal for Wesleyan.
Yeah, and the Cardinals did a nice job getting that puck up the ice pretty quick. And just beating Klein over the right shoulder. I don't know if it was screened or it might have been deflected because it seemed to change direction, but we'll have to see what the call on that one is. But Wesleyan taking the 1-0 lead, 13:47 left to go, first period. It's a shorthanded goal.
And Middlebury trying to get back possession of the puck in Wesleyan's defensive end. Puck now near neutral ice. Won by Fahey. Fahey still with it. As whacking it ahead hard was Danny Tye, making netminder Sestak get out of the net and play it from behind the goal. Cozzolito now behind his own net in a game where Middlebury trails 1-0. Over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs trying to play it up ahead. Will chase his own whack down. And Heinrichs now has it in the left corner. Heinrichs stops and loses possession of the puck. Wesleyan coming back the other way again. Jordan Rose leading the break. Tried to feed Chris White. And again into the left corner of Wesleyan. Of Wesleyan's offensive end, excuse me. White shot it to the right. And now move to behind the net. From the left sort of goal, it's White. And White comes up empty. Middlebury deflects it out with 12:16 to go. And quickly, another goal for Wesleyan on a mistake in front by Middlebury. They lead it 2-0.
Yeah, turnover right in front of Klein. They were able to put home very quickly. So 12:07 left to play, second period. Wesleyan quickly jumping out to a 2-0 lead on their third shot of the game.
You don't see that very often.
And there's also a penalty just been assessed to Middlebury.
Yeah, Ryan Ash going to serve that one, Bruce. Penalty immediately assessed after the goal was scored with 12:07 to go in the first period of action. Middlebury quickly in an 0-2 hole, and Wesleyan now has scored 8 of their 37 total goals in the first period, a period where they're not the strongest, coming out strong against Middlebury. Quickly up again, it's Harris. And he locates Tyler Coburn near the left circle. Back the other way up top to the point now, swung back down near the left circle. Pass to the right circle, and another shot is deflected by Klein as he kicked it away. 2-0 Wesleyan, 11:28 to go, first period. Over to the right side circle, back up top for Malinowski.
11:22 left to play, first period. Wesleyan leading Middlebury 2-0. Goals by number 19, Dylan Hulse, and number 16, Cam McCusker, less than 2 minutes apart, giving Wesleyan a 2-0 lead.
And they'll take that 2-0 lead with them and possession of the puck behind their own net. Looking to set things up with 11:10 to go, first period.
And Jason, just to give you a heads up, that penalty assessed to Ryan Ash. It was a 2-minute minor for interference at 7:53 of the first.
And Bruce, Middlebury with another minute left to try to kill the power play as a dangerous puck in front by Wesleyan is knocked out of there by Giussani. And Giussani going to try a shot. That's deflected off the pads of Sestak. Wesleyan trying to put the speed on once again. Again, they're skating 5-on-4 for the next 30 seconds. Thanks to the interference call on Ryan Ash. Psycho down low left side into the corner for Wesleyan. Shot in the drive by Wesleyan. It's knocked aside as Matt Zandi tried one. Wesleyan still possession. Trying to fire again in front, and Zandi does not.
And the team's back at even strength now.
And that comes with 10 minutes to play. First period, Wesleyan leads 2-0. Heimrich left it for Powers. Powers running in some trouble into the right corner. Powers feeds Ash. And Ash sees a puck bounce behind Wesleyan's net, but no problem for goaltender Sestak. And now it's loose in front. This is going to be a problem, hopefully. But Middlebury loses it quickly off their stick. And after a couple of bounces, another shot worked down to Middlebury as Klein played it along. Powers tried to feed Lawrence, but lost the puck in the process to Mike Yablon. Wesleyan possession of the puck, shot in the drive. As look out there. Middlebury sending a message.
Yeah, Klein going to hold on to that one. 9:09 left to play, first period. Wesleyan leading Middlebury 2-0. And just to kind of recap, the first goal by the Cardinals coming at 6:11 of the first period. Dylan Hulse assisted by Tyler Wyatt. The second goal, Cam McCusker assisted by Walker Harris. That goal at 7:53 of the first period, making it 2-0 Wesleyan.
And now with 9 minutes to go, Middlebury trying to do something as Giussani couldn't chase down a puck.
And the Cardinals have iced that puck, so that will come down into the Cardinal defensive zone. This faceoff, which will be to the right of Cardinals netminder Tim Sestak, who hasn't had to do too much this period, Jason.
Yeah, exactly right. He's faced only two shots. Wesleyan has fired six shots. Dasani wins the faceoff for Middlebury. Shot in a drive by Middlebury. And McKee going to chase it down near his own blue line, whack it off the side boards. And now loose possession again to Wesleyan. It's Chad Milanowski. Milanowski loses possession of the puck. Coming the other way is, Michael Fahey, who dumped it along behind the net, trying to look for Jasani, but Jasani couldn't get there in time. It was taken away by Wesleyan and Tyler Coburn.
And we have a delayed call against coming up on Middlebury.
And that happens, Bruce, with 8:11 to play first period in a game that Wesleyan's leading 2-0. A penalty you can't afford if you're Middlebury.
No, and it was done right in front of the official, who is not really having any discussion with that. Danny Ty going to the box. So Wesleyan getting their second opportunity of the game with a man advantage.
5-on-4, they'll skate for the next 2 minutes as the faceoff to the right of Stephen Klein is won by Wesleyan. Danny Ty assessed 2 minutes for tripping. As Middlebury trying to get the puck, and Mitch Allen in pursuit of the puck, but instead passed over to Chad Milanowski, who played it up again, another whistle, with 7:46 to go, first period.
Shots on goal in the game for Wesleyan, 6. Unfortunately, they've scored on 2 of those, and for the Panthers, 2. And they're now trying to kill off this penalty to Danny Ty, a 2-minute minor for tripping. Yeah, that's actually what I thought. They had given the indication for kneeing, and they corrected that. So Danny Ty sitting a 2-minute minor for kneeing at 8:01 of the first period.
Buck and a half to go into power play for Wesleyan, who's trying to make something happen in the form of Chad Milanowski, who again buried the OT winner versus St. Mike's, who shot it back along to the near side. As Wesleyan called for offsides again near their own, near the Middlebury blue line.
7:25 left to play, first period. Middlebury trailing Wesleyan 2-0. And I guess the story so far this game, Jason, is the quick start that the Cardinals got on the Panthers.
Yeah, like we said, coming into the game, just 6 of the previously 35 goals scored by Wesleyan were in that first period. So they come to play here early on, and Middlebury just not able to react quick enough twice. Spencer Fox played it up along for Wesleyan. And Spencer Fox now has it near the net. Passes it back out to the right corner. It's Tidingo. And Tidingo played it along. Still Wesleyan puck. Back from the left point. Beautiful cycle down low. One too many passes as it's knocked away by Middlebury, but Wesleyan quickly recovers. Wesleyan trying a shot. Spencer Fox came up empty again. Pass to the right side. Shot in the drive. Puck again loose in front. Now loose right in the middle. It's whacked away quickly by Camille Tkachuk. Good defense by Middlebury. Now they're scrambling as they made a change quick. Shot that goes off the left glove of Stephen Klein. A good save. Again, as Middlebury was scrambling. And now we're back to even strength with 6:15 to play in the first period. Owen Powers tried to lead for Lawrence. Instead getting to it, Allen. Now McKee. McKee firing a shot that hits off the post right side. Didn't really have a chance. Does a great job of goaltending there by Sestak. Screened that one and gave it no real estate to come to fruition. Owen Powers behind his own net. Behind the Wesleyan net. Trying to whack at the stick of Mike Yablong. And Wesleyan leading another break again. Pass to the right side near the circle. Sean Ross trying a shot in front, deflected away by Klein. Middlebury trying to get it out of their own defensive end and does so into neutral ice. Dasani controlling, now losing to Cameron Peritz. Peritz played it behind Middlebury's net as three Panther jerseys go to meet Jordan Rose and take the puck away from him. But Wesleyan gets it back again near the top of the circle, right side, left side. They fire a shot and deflected away again by Stephen Klein. He's done a good job recovering in the last couple minutes. That was Wesleyan's 10th shot of the evening. Getting to it, Fahey. And Wesleyan quickly coming the other way. Here's Chris White, who bounced the puck ahead and left for McClellan to knock away. Excuse me, Jeremiah. As tie with it now, Heinrichs. As a beautiful shot to drive by Trevor Turnbull was interrupted by some Wesleyan defense with 4:08 to play, first period. Puck in front of Middlebury's net and again covered up by Stephen Klein. He's had to face a busy 11 shots.
Yeah, 4:03 left to play in the first period. Wesleyan with a 2-0 lead, out shooting Middlebury 11-3 in this period. And on that last sequence there, Jason, Cam McCusker, who's got one of the goals tonight, did a nice job coming in by the right circle and getting a backhand off that Klein made a nice stop on.
Middlebury knocks it out of the zone again. And inter-neutral ice. Heinrichs trying to put a move on the puck handler, Matt Zandi. And Zandi takes it all the way down deep into the right corner of Middlebury's defensive zone. Cycling the puck, Wesleyan, and they play it back down. And over to Dylan Holmes. Wesleyan puck, controlling Fox. Fox looking for an option pass left. And near the top of the left circle, Wesleyan puck. Now deep right circle, shot and a drive by Tyler Watt. Knocked away once again by Klein. He's faced 13 shots. Middlebury's put up just 3 shots with 3 minutes to go, first period. Wesleyan puck again, but first a whistle with 3 minutes.
2:57 left to play in the first period. Wesleyan leading Middlebury 2-0, but I believe that Wesleyan has just been assessed a too many men penalty. Yeah, they've been assessed a too many men penalty, meaning that Middlebury will get a power play out of this, their second of the evening.
And Wesleyan has 2 power play chances as well.
And this penalty going to be served by number 27, Vincent Lima.
Face off to the right of Sestak. One, and Bellucci cycles down low for Lawrence. And Lawrence lost it to Walker Harris. Walker Harris going to try a shot. No, but a rebound in front. Knocked away. Good defense by Middlebury. They knocked it off a stick of a Cardinal. Powers chasing to the puck. Back up top, Jeremiah. Trying to feed Bellucci, who gets it off of Karam. Backhand, Lawrence. Back to Jeremiah. Again, tried to feed Bellucci, but could not. Wesleyan with a beautiful fast pass in front. Puck loose. And knocked away is... We've got 2:12 to play here in the first period and 1:15 to go on the power play.
Yeah, Klein doing a nice job there stopping anything from happening, but that is the second or third time that Wesleyan has really gotten something going shorthanded. That's something that the Panthers are going to have to watch out and guard against going forward.
So how do they do that? They just drop more people back?
Well, you just have to be a little bit more aware, more defensively, where people are.
And Wesleyan Puck once again. Beautiful pass up top. Shot up high, taken by Watt. And into the right corner. Still Wesleyan Puck now trying to feed the slot. It goes off the stick of Watt again. Middlebury having all they can handle right now. Wesleyan leads 2-0 with a minute 45 to play first period and 45 seconds to go in a Middlebury power play.
And a delayed call coming against Wesleyan here. They're going to be Middlebury's going to be getting a power play here for tripping. Or they're going to be getting a power play after one of their players were tripped, I should say, which is the correct verbiage there. Tyler Wyatt, whose name we've mentioned a lot this period. So now Middlebury with a 5-on-3 power play for a minute 20.
And we'll see what they can do as they skate 5-on-3 for the next 40 seconds. Shot back down by Wesley, and that's how you do a good job of killing some time. Here's Bellucci. Again, Middlebury skating 5-on-3. This is a good chance to score a goal. Jeremiah trying to drive Bellucci. And a whistle stops play with 1:15 to play first period.
Yeah, Sestak got a piece of that, sending it up into the net, which is a smart play because not only does it get a stoppage, it gives his team a chance to change here. 1:15 left to play first period. Middlebury trailing 2-0, but on a 5-on-3 power play.
Faceoff will be between Babcock and Powers to the right of Sestak. Powers wins the faceoff after some difficulty. And again, Middlebury 5-on-3 for the next 12 seconds. Shot and rebound in front. It's going to be another try for Bellucci, but first a whistle comes.
And Sestak for the Cardinals losing his helmet due to little congregation there in front. 1:01 left to play first period. Wesleyan leading Middlebury 2-0. But the Panthers threatening here with a 5-on-3 power play. 5 seconds left in the first penalty and a minute 26 left in the second.
Powers and Harris to the right of Sestak. Draw one by Wesleyan. And not back to even strength, but back to a regular power play opportunity as Jeremiah chases the puck down in neutral ice and lost it. Coming back the other way, Malinowski fired a shot, no, tried to get his own rebound, did. And now losing it to Middlebury. David Bellucci with a minute to go with a power play opportunity. Shot in front. And a rebound that popped loose, but Sestak doing a great job of covering it up. He's played a great game so far.
Yeah, he certainly has. 29.5 left to play in the first period. 2-0 Wesley and 54 seconds left on the tripping penalty to number 18, Tyler Wyatt of the Cardinals.
Tassani and Babcock for the faceoff. Tassani of Middlebury wins it. And now Wesleyan shoots it down with 20 seconds to play. Here in the first period, again, no icing because they're on the power play. Tassani going to bring it up with 10 seconds to go. Now dishes it aside to Ryan Ash. Here's Ash firing a shot. No, it hits off goaltender Sestak, who jumped into the air to knock that one down and fell backwards. Clock runs out. It's 2-0 Wesleyan at the end of the first period. 24 seconds left on the power play. But before that, we'll have the first intermission report. We'll talk about the first period when we come back. Again, Wesleyan 2, Middlebury nothing. You're listening to it on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here on 92.1 WBTK, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman. Wesleyan with a 2-0 lead over Middlebury, and quite frankly, was ready to go at the drop of the puck, and Middlebury was not.
Well, one of the things that we talked about in the pregame show that we were going to want to see the Panthers do was to come out with a strong start, and you're right, we did not see that. After 20 minutes of play, Wesleyan leading 2-0 in a period that really, if not for the strong play of goaltender Stephen Klein, could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Stephen Klein making a lot of great saves. But the one positive for Middlebury, Bruce, they've got a power play for the next 24 seconds when they come back to start that second period. And they even had a 5-on-3 opportunity, but unfortunately we're not able to cash in on that.
Yeah, just some stats from the first period. Wesleyan with 16 shots on goal to Middlebury's 8. The power plays, Middlebury 0 for 4, Wesleyan 0 for 1. But again, the big story, the goals in that period, which we'll recap now. Wesleyan getting on the board first. Dylan Hulse taking a pass from Tyler Wyatt. It was a shorthanded goal and came at 6:11 of the first period, making it 1-0 Wesleyan.
But Charlie Lawrence there to take the puck and dish over to Miss Allen. Allen tried to lead Bellucci up top. And coming back the other way, Tyler Watt. Tyler Watt with a beautiful pass, a beautiful shot, and a score. It's Dylan Holes off a feed from Tyler Watt. We'll confirm that, but we know this for sure. It's a shorthanded goal for Wesleyan.
Yeah, Wesleyan doing a nice job on that play. Wyatt getting a nice pass to Holsey, who just wristed it over Klein's right shoulder, making it 1-0 Wesleyan. That was a shorthanded goal coming at 6:11 of the first period. And Jason, Wesleyan did not waste much time. Shortly after that, 7:53 of the first period, Walker Harris sent a pass to Cam McCusker, who buried it, making it 2-0 Wesleyan at 7:53.
And White comes up empty. Middlebury deflects it out with 12:16 to go.
And quickly another goal for Wesleyan on a mistake in front by Middlebury. They lead it 2-0.
Yeah, turnover right in front of Klein that they were able to put home very quickly. So 12:07 left to play, second period. Wesleyan quickly jumping out to a 2-0 lead on their third shot of the game. So let me correct myself there. 12:07 was left in the first period. The goal coming at 7:53. And Wesleyan making it 2-0 in a period that the Cardinals really dominated.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they were able to take advantage of Middlebury mistakes, like we mentioned that second goal, because Middlebury just left the puck in front. And they were just getting beaten to pucks, quite frankly, when they were on the power play themselves. Something you really can't allow to happen, and one of those goals was a shorthanded goal by Wesleyan.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I'm sure that Coach Sinclair and Coach Finney are chatting about now in the locker room is just communication. I mean, again, Middlebury's got some young players on this team. They've got some freshmen, and they may have had some communication issues. Not sure if that's exactly what took place, but I'm sure that's one of the things that they're talking about right now. So the positive and the negative to this, yes, they're being outshot 16-8, but they're only down by two goals. And as we saw last weekend in the tournament, that can be made up pretty quickly.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think, honestly, a positive is that they're only down two goals, because like you said, it could have been much worse if not for the anchor of Steven Klein. We'll continue to dive deeper into this one and what Middlebury has to do to come back. When we come back, it's Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Thinking about a new or used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey. Hockey night in Middlebury on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler. 20 minutes gone by. Wesleyan leading Middlebury 2-0 in a period that was really dominated by Wesleyan in a large part because of their speed.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And one guy in particular whose wheels stick out to us is Tyler Wyatt, the sophomore forward from Bridgeton, New Jersey, coming into the game, five goals and 8 assists. Knew he was going to be a problem, but Middlebury just getting a little bit out-hustled.
Well, their speed is definitely something that they're going to have to take into account. They're going to have to hit them a little bit more, slow them down a little bit, and we'll see what Middlebury is able to do with that in the second period as we're about 5 minutes away from the start of the second period. Jason, some NESCAC action this afternoon and tonight.
Yeah, the only other game in action right now, it's Williams and Trinity. Williams with a 1-0 lead at the end of the first period. All the other games have gone final. Endicott 8, Tufts 1. That was a final. Hamilton beat Bowdoin 5-1. Colby beat Amherst 4-1. And Connecticut College lost badly to St. Thomas from Minnesota 8-0. Take a break, come back with more, including what Middlebury needs to do to have a better second period than the first. They trail 2-0 at the end. One period of action. That's coming up next on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman, Wesleyan with a 2-0 lead over Middlebury. So Bruce, I ask you maybe the not-so-simple question. Maybe with a simple answer, who knows? How does Middlebury get back into this one?
Well, one of the things that we talked about in the pregame show was keeping the shots down on Stephen Klein. 16 shots in one period is a lot. If you extend that out to over the course of an entire game, that's 48 shots. That's a lot of shots. Hopefully that won't happen. But again, of the 14 saves that Stephen made in that period, a number of them were highlight variety. So I think they've got to come out. I think they've got to stay out of the penalty box. And I think that they've got to get some offense going and just really come out. And one of the things I also think they have to do is they have to somehow counteract some of this speed. Because you and I were just talking off air. This Wesleyan team looks fast.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think a way to do that is move the puck around and just pass it quicker. just continue to hit the open man. If somebody's rushing at you, just flick it away. Just continue to, again, like you said, neutralize that Wesleyan speed.
Well, you neutralize the speed. Instead of going north-south with the passes, you go east-west.
Yeah, exactly.
And you pass it around, and you kind of make them slow down your advance a little bit. It's very, very tough. That Tyler Wyatt has been, we've mentioned his name a lot tonight. He has got some speed, and he can shoot the puck. And we'll see what Middlebury can do to neutralize that. However, Middlebury's got 24 seconds left on a power play to start the period. They've got a fresh sheet of ice as we get ready to go. Let's see if Middlebury can put one on the board here.
Oh, and Power is waiting patiently in the faceoff circle for Middlebury, defending the goal to our right. And Powers wins the faceoff. Back to Jeremiah. Over to Powers. With 13 seconds to go on the power play, Powers with it behind Wesleyan's net. And now back to Allen. Tried to feed Allen down low, but Wesleyan knocked it away, and we're back to even strength with 19:35 to play second period. Wesleyan trying to get to the puck, and they have it in the left corner. And trying a pass in front after a couple of beautiful passes. Cam McCusker, who got his own rebound and is playing with the puck now near the left circle. McCusker dropped it off. And it looks to get it back with the loose puck taken away by Eric Jeremiah and shot along the boards to David Bellucci. Over to Powers. Powers to Allen. And Allen shot it down low into Wesleyan's defensive end. Bellucci now. With it in center ice. And now over to Fahey. Fahey shot it off the boards for Tkachuk to play it ahead once again to Fahey. Who's going to get the puck? It will be Frank Cozzolito, who fires it weakly left side near the top of the circle of Wesleyan's defensive end. Coming back the other way, the Cardinals leading a pass in front, but Kamil Tkachuk there to take that one away. A puck that was really left for nobody in particular. Kamil Tkachuk aside to the right as Jasani passed it to him. And Fahey dumped it behind the net. High Reds now lost the puck. Beautiful feed down low to Heinrichs from Bretonin. As Turnbull tried a shot and was turned aside by the Wesleyan defense. Dineen played it to Turnbull. Turnbull with it near the right circle. And Heinrichs scores on the beautiful feed down low. 2-1 Wesleyan.
Yeah, great play there by Bretonin to keep the puck in at the left point. And they got it down in front and just a lot of tic-tac-toe passing. 17:26 left to play, second period. The Wesleyan lead is cut in half.
A beautiful feed down low, and Heinrichs got it in the sweet spot. Two-one after that second period goal. Down low, Wesleyan. Trying to play it along. And doing so, Jordan Jance played it up ahead. And another chance for Wesleyan as knocking the puck to the left side, Andy Espinosa. Espinosa now with it in the left corner. Now takes a spill as controlling the puck, Vincent Lima. Lima back up top. Now whacked down low. And a shot and a score quickly by Wesley, and it was set up on a beautiful pass behind the cage to Vincent Lima in front, who knocked it home. We'll get confirmation on if that's who scored, but it looked to be Vincent Lima. And quickly, it's another two-goal lead for Wesleyan.
Yeah, Wesleyan not really wasting much time bringing pressure back on. Goaltender Stephen Klein did everything he could, but that was just a picture-perfect pass. And I think you're right. I think Lima is going to get credit for that. Looks like it's going to be Lima from Jancy and Chris White. That goal at 3:20 of the second period.
Heinrich gets credit for the goal assisted by Ty. Comes at 2 minutes and 34 seconds in. But again, Wesleyan answered right back with a goal of their own to make it 3-1.
And right now, they're crediting that to Lima, assisted by Jordan Jancy and Chris White. That goal at 3:20 of the second period. We'll see if that stays.
Again, something I can't get over, the speed of Wesleyan. They get to every puck. Middlebury shot in the drive. No, it's deflected off the stick of Jeremiah, who got his own rebound. It's Fajita Bellucci. Shot in the drive way wide left. It was a beautiful feed, but Bellucci off the mark. Puck knocked down to Ty. And Ty tried to shoot it ahead. But instead, Wesleyan going to dump the puck with 15:34 to go. Second period.
15:34 left to play second period. 3-1 Wesleyan. 18 shots on goal for the Cardinals to 10 for Middlebury.
Danny Ty gets possession of the puck. And now coming the other way. Wesleyan again, a shot. No, a deflection as it was taken by Walker Harris, who had some clear ice in front of him. Now another shot and a drive and a catch made by Stephen Klein, who grabbed the puck out of the air off a thundering Luke Babich stick.
And Jason, one of the things that I agree with you wholeheartedly on is a little surprised by the speed by which these Cardinals move the puck up and down the ice. They're a pretty quick team.
Speed kills, and you know it to be true in any sport. Tie up for the puck. Bellucci trying to knock it loose. And does. Over to Eric Jeremiah in the right corner. Down low, Wesleyan. Jeremiah tried to feed Turnbull. Trying to drive. No, Bellucci knocked it away. And Bellucci trying to get to it. But instead, Wesleyan controlling the puck and cycling it down low left corner. Kim McCusker with the puck. Fired it ahead behind Middlebury's goal. As Bellucci played it back the other way. Jeremiah. Heinrich went between his legs to knock that puck. And a wobbly shot down that's going to be controlled. And I'm not sure why, by Tim Sestak. He'll cover it up.
Yeah, it took a weird bounce. Bounced right up into his equipment. And I think he wanted to be careful because Danny Ty was right on the doorstep there. And they don't want to give up a bad scoring chance like that. 14 minutes left to play. Second period. 3-1 Wesleyan.
Wesleyan skating back the other way. Matt Zandi trying to feed Spencer Fox. Puck loose again. As Middlebury's Andy Espinosa, Wesleyan's Andy Espinosa played it along. Cozzolito trying to get it out near his own net. And Wesleyan again controlling possession of the puck and maybe called for a high stick.
So that'll come back down into the Middlebury zone. 13:24 left to play second period. Middlebury trailing Wesleyan 3-1. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. And Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. And the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified.
Puck won by Powers. As the faceoff was to the right of Sestak. And Wesleyan coming the other way. They've got a break. Jimmy McKee doing his best to neutralize it and knock the puck away, and he does. Puck near the Wesleyan net left side. Middlebury trying to control Mitch Allen. Left for Powers. Now Allen finds Charlie Lawrence. Allen lost possession of the puck, and here comes that Wesleyan speed once again. They've got an on-man rush. Now it's a one-on-two, and quickly called for an offsides as handling the puck was Vincent Lima.
12:34 left to play second period. Wesleyan leading 3-1. Middlebury College Panther Hockey and WBTK brought to you in part this season by Mike Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home business and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
Peritz won the faceoff, but Jasani now skates with it for Middlebury right side. Jasani putting on the brakes up top to Bellucci, who plays it near center ice across to Jeremiah. Jasani tried to get to it but could not. And Wesleyan slows things down with 12 minutes to play second period.
And they're saying that Middlebury was offsides. So it'll come all the way back down into the Middlebury defensive zone to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. 12:02 left to play second period. Wesleyan leading 3-1, out shooting the Panthers 20-11.
Peritz trying to win a faceoff, but Ty does for Middlebury. Played it along to Vellucci behind his own net. Heinrichs to Jeremiah. Back to Heinrichs, who shot it up ahead. Tried to lead Ty, but instead getting to it was Ross. Ross behind his own net for Wesleyan. Leading a break. Shot it across to Tyler Coburn. Back at a quick shot by Wesleyan. It was taken inside the right circle by Sean Ross. And it sailed high of the goaltender, Stephen Klein.
Yeah, 11:27 left to play second period. Wesleyan leading 3-1. And boy, their speed is definitely something they are trying to take advantage of in this contest, that's for sure.
Powers and Harris, and Powers wins the faceoff. As Cozzolito coming with it from right to left. Another whistle stops things with 11:17 to play, second period.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store.
Faceoff won by Middlebury. Ash played it in. Trying to look for Allen, but Charlie Lawrence going to get to it. For Middlebury, now lose possession of the puck to his teammate Vinny Jasani. And we'll have a whistle as Jasani shot it all the way down.
Middlebury icing the puck. 10:59 left to play. Second period. Wesleyan leading 3-1. Out shooting Middlebury 22-11 as the faceoff comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone, this time to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who's been pretty busy tonight.
Walker Harris wins the faceoff for Wesleyan, a shot and a drive from the right circle.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store and a whole lot more, and Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury with a drop-off location in Vergennes.
Walker Harris and Jasani to the right, to the left of goaltender Klein. Puck dropped and won by Jasani as McKee played it across to Bretonin. Middlebury just trying to knock it out of their own defensive zone. Cannot do so. Wesleyan trying to drive loose off the puck of Klein, as Luke Babcock was not sure why the rebound was not allowed. A whistle blown immediately.
Yeah, the referee lost sight of that. It went right into Klein's midsection, and they got a quick whistle there. So this faceoff again to the left, and Wesleyan trying to change right now, and the referee is not having any of that.
10:40 to go, second period. Wesleyan 3, Middlebury 1. Now Fahey leading the break. Here's Fahey. Right side, lost it into the corner. Coming back the other way, Wesleyan. Puck loose in center ice and whacked down along for Dineen. Dineen to Fahey. And it's Wesleyan puck as they're fighting for it with Jimmy McKee in the form of Tyler Wyatt. Puck bounces back to center ice. And a quick chance up ahead, but Brett Dineen scoffs that out. Wesleyan again coming the other way. And a quick knock away by Connor Lloyd. Quick shot and a puck near Middlebury's net. And another whistle, Bruce, with 9:38 to play second period.
Yeah, Dylan Halsey, who has one of the goals for Wesleyan in the first period, with a quick shot right above the, or at the top of the right circle, and Klein making a nice stop. 9:38 left to play second period. Wesleyan up 3-1 over the Middlebury Panthers.
Connor Lloyd won the faceoff, and Bellucci lost the puck. Here is Wesleyan. Behind the net now, trying to bring it across the side from left to right. Behind Middlebury's net with possession of the puck is Lima. Back up top to the point. Fired down and off a rebound chance as a carom off the backboard. It's Andy Espinosa. Espinosa to Sean Ross. Espinosa trying to get to it, and Jeremiah knocked it away from Middlebury. Jeremiah now skating with it, tried to pass it to, I'm not sure who, as Wesleyan got possession of the puck back. And Heinrich trying to change that factor. Connor Lloyd does in near the right circle, behind Middlebury's own net. .838 to go as the puck shot all the way down to the other end. 3-1, Wesleyan over Middlebury in the second period of action.
And by the way, if anybody listening happens to be a big NFL fan, final score, the Tennessee Titans upsetting the Kansas City Chiefs 22-21.
19 unanswered for Marcus Mariota. Puck loose in front, Wesleyan shot, and it's again gobbled up by Stephen Klein. He's played a great game. He's got 25 shots that he's faced already.
Yeah, Klein has played a pretty good game tonight, and 8:31 left to play, second period. Wesleyan leading Middlebury 3-1. And Wesleyan outshooting the Panthers this period 9-3.
Puck shot down to the other end, trying to get to it is Charlie Parsons. As leaving the net to move it to the right side is Tim Sestak. Puck shot down the other end with 8:10 to play second period, 3-1 Wesleyan. Beautiful feed in front, just lost the stick of McCusker. Again behind Wesleyan's net, trying a backhand feed to nobody was Walker Harris. Coming the other way, here's Middlebury, here's Mitch Allen. And deflected off the stick of Sestak. Powers shot it in front.
7:36 left to play, second period. Wesleyan leading 3-1, out shooting Middlebury 25-12. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK this season brought to you in part by Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Route 7 South in Middlebury, find new roads.
7:27 to go, second period of action here at 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. It's coming the other way. Wesleyan with the puck was Jordan Rose. Tried to play it to the right corner and did for Cameron Peritz. Now a shot in front as the goal is knocked off its bearings.
7:02 left to play, second period. 3-1 Wesleyan. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Autumn Gold Jewelry. Featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com.
Quick cycle of the puck for Wesleyan. Controlling is Ross. Ross fired it ahead and Klein comes out of the net to make that save. And Brett Dineen lost it. But Middlebury retains possession in the form of Jimmy McKee. McKee trying to get to it. As a crossing pass in front was attempted to Tyler Wyatt. But instead of backhanded, a shot in front. And Stephen Klein makes a point-blank save on Dylan Holes. That was fantastic.
Yeah, Holes was looking up at the rafters, and he should be, because Klein just absolutely robbed him. A phenomenal pass from behind the net to Holsey, who was right in front, right at the middle of the right circle, and Klein just said, no sale.
Great job there by Stephen Klein to keep this at a 3-1 game with 6:20 to play, second period. Turnbull trying to get to the puck, and Bellucci does for Middlebury. Bellucci played it along. Now pass up top to the right circle. It's knocked off the stick of Andy Espinosa. As Turnbull fed Heinrichs. Heinrichs back to Turnbull. Turnbull trying to shot up high, deflected. Wesleyan the other way they go and dump it across the blue line. Getting to it, Jeremiah. Puck fired to the right. And Middlebury trying to get to it near the Wesleyan blue line and does. Stephen Klein comes out to make a play on a weak shot. He's faced 27 of those. Wesleyan puck quickly. Milanowski lost it to Brett Dineen. Wesleyan puck again, a drop off and a shot, a rebound loose in front. It's close but no cigar for Jordan Rose. Jeremiah skating away with it, whips it down the ice. And Wesleyan quickly takes possession of the puck back, no problem, Tyler Coburn. Quick shot by Wesleyan, deflected off the stick of Klein, the puck caroms into the crowd near side, and that'll stop things with 4.5 to play.
4:32 left to play, second period. Wesleyan still leading 3-1, out shooting Middlebury 28-12. Shots on goal so far in the period for the Cardinals 12, and for the Panthers 4.
Powers and Jancy. Face off won by Owen Powers of Middlebury. Middlebury with the puck behind their own net. McKee. Lost possession of the puck to Wesleyan. And getting it back. Firing her head to neutral ice. Chance for Allen. Tried to feed Powers, but the feed too far.
Powers couldn't get to it, but another chance for Wesleyan up high. They try it, and Klein knocks it away again as trying for Vincent Lima, right side.
4:02 left to play, second period. Wesleyan leading 3-1, 29 shots for the Cardinals, 12 for the Panthers, and Stephen Klein gobbling up everything that comes his way, seemingly.
Exactly right. He's played a fantastic game, including stopping a point blanker. Yeah, he played it up weakly, and right back to Wesley in possession of the puck went. Chasing for the puck behind their own net, Wesleyan. Pass up top to Sonny. Trying to feed Fahey. And Fahey gives to Dasani, gets it back, top of the right circle. Dasani now at the bottom of the right circle, loses the puck to Wesley, and they've played great so far in a game they lead 3-1. They have an odd man rush. Beautiful feed in front. Beautiful shot, and again denied by Klein, denied twice. He kicked it away. Coming in and trying a one-time shot, Chris White. He's denied as well. Here's White again. Jeremiah. Bellucci knocked it away for Fahey. Fahey over to Malinowski. Puck loose in front. And Middlebury knocks it away of their own net and coming back the other way. Fahey putting on the speed, splitting two defenders, losing possession of the puck between the circles. Heinrichs. Back up top. Ty trying a shot. Heinrichs trying a rebound. Denied. By Sestak. 2:23 to play, second period. 3-1 Wesleyan. Cardinals lead the Panthers. Casalito. Knocked it away. Back now in front, playing with the puck, is Walker Harris. Harris down low for Ty. Ty shot it over to Turnbull. Down on the other end of the ice, Turnbull loses possession of it near Wesleyan's net with a minute 50 to play second period. An attempted feed for Wesleyan to Walker Harris was to no avail as Trevor Turnbull knocked it ahead looking for Owen Powers, but he was not there. Allen lost it.
And another two-on-one.
And a beautiful feed in front, and it knocked away by Klein. Puck carried out of the net. I don't know how that one didn't go in. But in any event, here come the Panthers the other way. Still 3-1. After the puck looked to me like it might have went in. But it did not. Bellucci with 51 seconds to play here in a second period of action. Here's Allen. Knocked it ahead. Wesleyan behind their own net. Being pressured for the puck. It's won by Middlebury. And Vinny Dasani. Dasani with it near the top of the right circle. Trying a quick wrister. No. Denied by Sestak. Trying to feed up top. Does. Finds Bellucci. Bellucci in front. Just meets a wall of Cardo defenders. <laughs> 13 seconds to go in the period. And a whistle stops things with 11:04 to play here in the second period with Wesleyan leading Middlebury Blues 3-1.
Well, certainly a lot of excitement at both ends in the last minute or something. Stephen Klein coming up with another example of the highway robbery that we've seen most of today. And the Panthers getting some pressure near the end of the period. 11.4 seconds left to play. We'll see if they can set something up here and get a great scoring opportunity.
Powers will try the faceoff to the right of Sestak. As first, the referees are going to talk about something.
I think what this is about, to be honest with you, is a play down here at the end where we thought it may have gone in the net. I think that's what they're talking about because I thought that went in, and they have just signaled that it did. They have just signaled that it did.
So a delayed goal call, and Wesleyan now leads at 4-1. See who gets credit on that one. As again, that seemed to go in and just pop right back out, right? And we just kept playing.
Well, I think that there might have been some question as to whether it had gone completely in, because again, the puck needs to go completely over the line, and there were so many players in front there. There was some question about it, but again, .107 left to play in the second period. Wesleyan now leading 4-1.
And it'll be a face-off near center ice for Powers and Wyatt.
So we'll have to get you the call on that one, or the official call, as soon as we get that.
First delayed call, delayed goal call I believe we've seen this year, buddy.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, from here it did look like it crossed the line, but it's hard to say because you never know if it completely crosses the line.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Important thing is to get it right, obviously.
And believe the officials did. Backup shot, Malinowski shot in the drive, no. Now on the doorstep again, Wesleyan knocked away from behind. Jeremiah to Powers. .14 to go. Puck knocked down. The other end for Wesley, and here they come. And a beautiful forecheck by Cozzolito. And the second period going to run out. Wesley in 4, Middlebury 1. We're back to talk about it in a moment on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here on 92.1, WVTK, Wesleyan 4-1. And interestingly enough, Bruce, they scored a goal that almost was not.
Yeah, you know, and again, after the end of 20, it was 2-0 Wesleyan in a period that Wesleyan really dominated, outshooting Middlebury 16-8. But as things so often go in this crazy game of hockey, early in the second period, Alex Heinrichs, Danny Tye, and Trevor Turnbull scored early, 2:34 of the second period, making it 2-1 Wesleyan.
Dineen played it to Turnbull. Turnbull with it near the right circle. And Heinrichs scores on a beautiful feed down low. 2-1 Wesleyan.
Yeah, great play there by Bretonine to keep the puck in at the left point. And they got it down in front and just a lot of tic-tac-toe passing. 17:26 left to play, second period. The Wesleyan lead is cut in half. Danny Tye and Trevor Turnbull getting the assist on Heinrichs' goal. But again, we talked about the speed of Wesleyan, and it wasn't very long after that. In fact, less than a minute, 3:20 into the second period, where Vincent Lima got Wesleyan back to a two-goal lead.
As controlling the puck, Vincent Lima. Lima back up top. Now whack down low. And a shot to score quickly by Wesleyan, and it was set up on a beautiful pass behind the cage to Vincent Lima in front, who knocked it home. We'll get confirmation on if that's who scored, but it looked to be Vincent Lima. And quickly, is another two-goal lead for Wesleyan.
Jancy getting the pass to Lima in front. Of course, Andy Espinoza getting the puck to Jancy. That made it 3-1 Wesleyan at 3:20. Of the second period. And then late in the period, in a comment you made a moment ago about the goal that almost wasn't, those same three players, Lima, Jancy, and Espinoza, teamed up again on a play that we couldn't see really right away. We weren't sure if the entire puck crossed the line, but it did. And so that goal coming at 18:53 of the second period, making it 4-1 Wesleyan. And Wesleyan has played a pretty good 40 minutes of hockey.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we keep saying it, but what keeps being so air apparent is that their speed is doing them wonders.
Well, their speed has been amazing. I mean, you and I have been talking about it all game. It seems that they just get the puck and they're just gone. They've got that explosive first step, and it's really causing the Panthers some problems.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, like we said in that first period, they scored on a shorthanded goal, did the Cardinals. And their speed hasn't let up. You would have thought maybe they get a little bit tired by skating so fast, but they're just a naturally fast team, and it's causing problems for Middlebury.
Well, Middlebury is doing a good job keeping them away from Stephen Klein. I mean, they outshot Middlebury in that period 20-7. Game total 36-15, and that's one of the keys that we talked about in the pregame show. One of the things that Middlebury was going to have to do if they wanted to win this game was keep the shots down. They're at 36 shots on goal against Stephen Klein, and it's only the end of the second period, so that's one of the things they're going to have to work on going into period three.
And we'll talk about more of what Middlebury has to work on in a 4-1 deficit to Wesleyan right now, as we're here at the Chip Kennedy 85 Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Hockey night in Middlebury. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, where after 40 minutes of play, the Wesleyan University Cardinals leading the Middlebury College Panthers 4-1 in a game where the Cardinals' speed has really come into play. We'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes. Jason, some NESCAC action to get people caught up on.
Yeah, just two games going on right now in the NESCAC. Williams leading Trinity 4-1 at the start of the third period. Like we said here, Wesleyan with a 4-1 lead over Middlebury. And earlier today, Endicott beating Tufts 8-1. Hamilton beating Bowdoin 5-1. Colby beating Amherst 4-1. And St. Thomas, Minnesota shutting out Connecticut College 8-0.
Wow. So just taking a look at some of the NHL scores for today, this Saturday, January 6th, a couple of finals. The Flyers beating the Blues 6-3. The Stars beating the Oilers 5-1. Some games that are in progress right now. If you're a Bruins fan, I know you are, Jason, so you'll be happy to hear this. 9:30 left in the second period. The Bruins all over the Carolina Hurricanes 6-1. The Bruins have 14 shots on goal in that game, and six of them have gone in. Some of the other action, the Vancouver Canucks over the Maple Leafs, 1-0, 13:40 left to play second period. 15:30 left to play second period. The Senators leading the Lightning 3-2. 9:10 remaining in the first period. The Coyotes and Rangers scoreless. Some of the other games later tonight, the Wild, Avalanche at 9 o'clock, Ducks and Flames at 10, and out on the West Coast, the Predators visiting the Los Angeles Kings. But right here, 40 minutes played so far. The Middlebury College Panthers trailing Wesleyan 4-1 in a game where goaltender Stephen Klein has really kind of mitigated the damage.
Yeah, he's had to face 36 shots, and it really hasn't been easy for him. If you're Middlebury, you just need to concentrate on passing the puck up more and getting to more of the pucks. I know Wesleyan's fast, but just do your best to get there. and move the puck around, create the corners down low by the net, and try to get some rebound opportunities.
Well, we've talked about this a lot this season, Jason. One of the things that the Panthers are going to want to do, they're going to want to win this period. I don't know if they're going to get three goals on Sestak, who's played pretty well. He hasn't had a lot to do. He's only made 15 shots. He's had to make a couple of tough ones, but not nearly as many as Klein. But again, they're going to want to win this period because they've got another tough game coming up tomorrow against Trinity.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be playing a tough Trinity team, and not out of the question they can win tonight. But again, don't worry about the first two periods. Just worry about the period coming up. And we'll have that period coming up for you in just a minute. You're listening to 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So, why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition. The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman. As we're set to bring you this third period of action, Wesleyan leading Middlebury 4-1. Middlebury defending the goal to our left, Bruce, and Wesleyan defending the goal to our right as we get ready to go. Powers in the faceoff circle against Tyler Wyatt. Faceoff won by Wyatt and shot down. It's a chance for Chad Malinowski from Cortland Manor, New York, about 10 minutes from my old house. Puck played down the other end, and it'll be coming back this way. After the icing. Just 13 seconds in to the final period of action, barring overtime. Wesleyan puck. And firing ahead, Dylan Holsey from Lynbrook, New York. Wesleyan again fires it down. Played up along by Middlebury. And now Wesleyan going to get to it again. Puck loose in front and whacked aside near Wesleyan's net. Dasani played it off the side boards, but nobody on Middlebury able to get to the puck. Dasani shuffled across. Puck in the neutral zone for Middlebury. As Middlebury shot in a drive, deflected as Cozzolito gave it a ride. And shot it up ahead behind Middlebury's net. Here's Cozzolito. Over to Ty. Ty tried to wrist it down low. Instead, it'll carry him backwards to Jimmy McKee. Loose and neutral ice. Fahey trying to chase down the puck, but instead it'll find Tydenko. Wesley and puck. 2 minutes gone by third period. They lead 4-1. Is Middlebury just trying to clear, and Brett Dineen does. Near his own blue line. Here's Danny Tye. Danny Tye trying to shot up high. And it's taken away by Sestak.
Yeah, Danny Tye doing a nice job taking a shot right at the top of the right circle. And Sestak coming out high and making a nice stop. Keeping the lead at 3 for Wesley. And 17:43 left to play third period. Wesley in 4, Middlebury 1. The Cardinals out shooting Middlebury 36-16.
Pellucci tried a shot from up high near the point. And again, Sestak loved it. 17 shots for Middlebury, 36 for Wesleyan. Wesleyan puck. As Lawrence and Chris White have a battle for it, and White wins the battle for Wesleyan. Beautiful feed in front. Beautiful shot and a score. Cameron Peritz. Up high. Right side. It's 5-1 Wesleyan.
And I think we're going to have a goaltending change here, Jason.
And you're exactly right. Stephen Klein coming off. Brian Ketchabaugh, the sophomore. 6 feet, 195 pounds from Rybrook, New York, and Brunswick School will check in.
So that goal coming at 2:40 of the third period, making it 5-1 Wesleyan.
17:20 to go in this game, barring overtime. Wesleyan with a 5-1 lead. And they're trying for more. Here's Dylan Holmes. And now here's Dasani the other way. Dasani with one goal on the season. It's going to stay that way.
16:59 left to play. Third period. Wesleyan 5, Middlebury 1. Vinny Gisante doing a nice job getting to the net. Sestak making a nice save, keeping the Wesleyan lead at 4.
Battle of the number 18s in the faceoff circle. Wyatt wins it for Wesleyan. Puck loose on the right side, Fahey. It's Karam's back for Matt Zandi, who shoots it across right side near neutral ice. Wesleyan skating with it past the Middlebury blue line.
So the official scoring on that fifth Wesleyan goal, Jason, is going to be scored by number 4, Cameron Peritz. The assist to Jordan Rose, who's number 24, and Chris White, who is number 11. That goal coming at 2:40 of the third period.
Wesleyan 5, Middlebury 1. 16 and a half to play third period. Wesleyan back to the top right circle. Now cycle down low. Stopping, putting on the speed with the puck is Jimmy McKee. And Jimmy McKee passed it along to Heinrichs, who fires it in deep to the Wesleyan defensive zone. Wesleyan puck, right side near the top of the circle, now down low. Chance for Powers to get to it for Middlebury, and he does. Powers now running into a couple of Wesleyan defenders. Over to Vellucci. Vellucci trying for the wraparound, but instead has it knocked off his stick. Weak shot by Middlebury, no. Vellucci going to try a one-timer. Caroms up high and bounces back behind the goal for Mitch Allen. Here's Powers. Made it back along to Allen. Jeremiah. Tried to cross pass and found Allen. Parsons was looking for Jeremiah, but instead had it taken away by Zandy. Puck shot down the other end for Wesleyan. They've got it. And fire one weakly that goes off the chest pad of Jeremiah. Here coming the other way is Allen trying to split the defense, but cannot do so. As Middlebury plays it off the sideboards of 14-17 to go. Third period. 5-1 Wesleyan. Here's Fahey. Behind the net, Jassani. Chance now for Wesleyan once again. As they've got it in the right corner behind Middlebury's net. As the puck now squirts it down. And now back into neutral ice for Wesleyan again. It's Malinowski. Excuse me. It's Cameron Peritz trying to get a puck. And Mitch Allen does instead for Middlebury. Puck loose near their own net. As Middlebury going to just try to knock it away. Puck now down low. And left corner. Wesleyan knocked away Heinrichs. Heinrichs puts on the brakes. Fires it in low to tie. Delayed penalty upcoming. With 12:47 to go, third period.
Yeah, 12:47 left to go, third period. Wesleyan leading 5-1. Danny Tye getting a 2-minute minor for, I believe that's going to be hitting from behind.
Danny Tye hit it really hard. Great sportsmanship. Immediately checked if he was okay.
Okay, they're saying that penalty is boarding. So Wesleyan on the power play looking to increase their lead.
And they'll do so with 12:20 to go in the third period. And skating with it down the avenue is Zandy. Sandy with it in the left corner near Middlebury's net. Puck hit down to the other end. A chance for Sestak to make a stick save. Tedinko. As two Wesleyan players collided near center ice. Both are okay, and chasing down a loose puck is Sean Ross. But if Waleed Malinowski feeding in front and trying to look for Walker Harris, but he couldn't get a stick on it. Puck will carry him down to the other end, and Sestak comes out of the goal to make a play on it. And a beautiful lead. Again, looking for Walker Harris. This time it was Cam McCusker who was controlling. Now back up top to the point. A shot deflected by Gablon. Tried it.
And the team's back at even strength.
38 shots for Wesleyan, 19 for Middlebury. 10:42 to play third period. 5-1, Wesleyan. Here's Allen. Lost possession of the puck. Bellucci trying to get to it. And an icing call because it went over the blue line.
Yeah,
and
10
back behind the goal.
Yeah, 10:19 left to play third period. Wesleyan leading 5-1, out shooting Middlebury 2-1, 38-19. And the faceoff will come all the way back down into the Wesleyan zone, this time to the right of goaltender Tim Sestak, who's played a pretty strong game himself.
Yeah, that he has. He's made a couple of great saves. And has to make a few more if he wants to ensure a victory for his Wesleyan Cardinals here tonight, who are looking to improve to 6-1-3. Middlebury shot in front from a high left point by Bellucci. Was rebounded and didn't necessarily get there because it was knocked off a couple of sticks. Here's Jeremiah trying a shot from the right point.
And a little extracurricular activities in front of the net. And Wesleyan Cardinals are going to pay for that extracurricular activity. Jancy going to sit in the box for 2 minutes after sending a Panther flying. So Middlebury back on the power play, looking to score here. Still a lot of time left. 9:48 left to play third period. 5-1 Wesleyan.
And things certainly getting a little chippy. One by Tkachuk. And Karen Malone to the near side. Fahey. Over to Ash. Trying to lead Jasani. Fahey over to Ash. Looking for Heinrichs. Back to Tkachuk. Back up high, now down low for Heinrichs. Dasani trying in front. Got it in the left corner. 1:15 left to go on the power play for Middlebury. They trail 5-1. Beautiful job moving the puck around by Middlebury, just looking for their shot. Back up top, Ash tries from the center. No, rebound. Deflected off the left post. Almost, Bruce, almost.
Yeah, the Panthers came awfully close to getting their second goal of the game. Sestak with a nice save, aided by the right post.
Powers. Has it behind the goal now, back to Allen. And Wesleyan's offensive end. And a shot by Charlie Lawrence sails wide. It was a beautiful feed in front by Allen.
The 15 seconds left in the Middlebury power play.
Jeremiah whacked it down low and now loses his footing. Left corner near Wesleyan's goal.
The team's back in even strength as Wesleyan has killed off that penalty.
and trying a shot near the top of the circle.
And Ketchabaugh with the quick save there. 7:25 left to play third period. Wesleyan leading Middlebury 5-1, out shooting them 39-21.
Faceoff won by Wesleyan. Moved over to the right side. It's Yablon. And again, Wesleyan cycling the puck around with 7:13 to play. Or in overtime, it's 5-1. They lead. Middlebury trying to bring the puck up, but instead the puck carries out near their bench.
7 minutes left to play. Third period. Middlebury trailing Wesleyan 5-1. Interestingly enough, Jason, Middlebury outshooting the Cardinals this period 6-3.
Faceoff in the neutral zone. On the left side, won by Middlebury. And puck shot along to the backboards by Middlebury once again. As Deneen tried to get it down low for Danner. And Deneen lost it again looking for Danner. Here is Connor Lloyd. Connor Lloyd tried a shot that was knocked aside right side. And Middlebury again. Here is Charlie Lawrence. Trying to get a shot off, does. And another rebound caroms off the pads of Sestak. He's faced 22 shots. Middlebury has allowed 39 shots. The combined goaltending tandem of Stephen Klein and Brian Ketchabaugh. Cozzolito up ahead to Tkachuk. Tkachuk trying, firing a shot. Jasani didn't know where the puck was, now sees where it is, and tries to get it behind the Wesleyan net. Jasani played it back near neutral ice for Cozzolito. Wesleyan the other way. Beautiful feed pass, beautiful shot up high. Ketchabaugh knocked it away with his left mitt. Allen, as it caroms off the stick, off the skate of Hosey. Wesley and puck powers. And Middlebury trying to get some action in front of the net. Bit of a pass to Parsons. He's going to try a pass. It would have been a beautiful feed up to Powers, but it took one too many skips. .435 to play. Wesleyan 5, Middlebury 1 in the third period. Bellucci shot it back along for Cam McCusker. Who's going to kill some time behind his own net. As we're under 4 to play. Here's Wesleyan again. Trying a shot up high, deflected off the stick of Babcock.
4:01 left to play third period. Wesleyan with a 4-goal lead, leading Middlebury 5-1. Out shooting them 39-23. The faceoff deep in the Middlebury defensive zone. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh in relief of goaltender Stephen Klein.
Puck will hit off the netting left side near the circle. And it'll stop things again with under 4 to play.
This faceoff going to come out into neutral ice as it was deflected into the netting.
Neutral zone faceoff won by Wesleyan. As Ryan Ash plays it behind his own net. Up ahead for Heinrichs. Heinrichs lost it near his own bench.
3:41 left to play. Third period, 5-1 Wesleyan leading Middlebury.
Face off in the right neutral zone dot. One again by Wesleyan. Played along into center ice. Going to chase down a puck. There's that speed we talked about. Jordan Jantz. Jordan Jantz tried to feed down low, but Middlebury knocked it away, and back they come. Here's Charlie Lawrence. Stopping and looking for Kamil Tkachuk on the right side. Puck now behind Middlebury's net. Back up top, Vellucci. Down low for Tkachuk. Tkachuk. Tkachuk to Vellucci. Back near his own net. Here is Powers. Near the Wesleyan net. Taken away by Wesleyan. Here they come the other way. Full head of steam for Coburn. Who quickly loses it to Middlebury. Played across to Mitch Allen. It goes off his stick near the top of the circle. 2:15 to play in the game. Middlebury trailing 5-1. And a whistle with 2:12 to go.
Yeah, there's a hand pass there on Middlebury. So 2:12 left to play, third period. 5-1 Wesleyan in a game that has really kind of slowed down in terms of tempo in the last couple of minutes.
I get the feeling Wesleyan's maybe trying to kill a little bit of the clock, just trying to pass it around. But even so, their speed is just, it's just everywhere. Puck carries into the Middlebury bench. Getting to it, Danner. Now Heinrichs loses possession of the puck in center ice. Dineen. Played it along behind the net for Middlebury. And now shot along with a minute 35 to play. Middlebury trying to get possession of the puck in the form of Matt Danner. And Danner gets it and skates with it past the blue line. Danner tried to leave for Lawrence. No, Jasani no again. As couldn't even get a shot off. Lawrence up top, Tkachuk. Now Jasani tries one and he's denied. Casalito. To Jasani with a minute to play. Charlie Lawrence. Back to Middlebury's Jasani. Down low again to Lawrence. Now up top. And Wesleyan again with it near the net. Catch a ball, turns it aside.
And they score.
And they score on a rebound. And carried off the backboards. Went near the front of the net, and Ketchabaugh lets one in. It's 6-1. Wesleyan, 34.6 to play.
And one of the Cardinals is face down. He's looking up, though, so fortunately, it looks like he may have just been caught with a stick.
Yeah, and he's moving. He's even...
He's up to his knees, which is a good thing. 34.6 seconds left. Wesleyan with a commanding 5-goal lead, 6-1. Not exactly sure what happened on that play. It looked like there was a tic-tac-toe pass, but I didn't see anybody get hit.
I'm not sure, but fortunately enough, got up very quickly.
Which is always a good thing to see. You're right about that.
And without much assistance from the training staff as well. After that goal off a rebound, at 6-1 Wesleyan with 30 seconds to play.
And the official scoring on that goal, Jason, the sixth Wesleyan goal, they are giving that to Spencer Fox, who is number 14, the assist by number 19, Dylan Holsey. The goal at 19:26 of the third period.
Parsons down low. Lost possession of the puck with 18 seconds to go. Wesleyan controls and in control of the game. Wesleyan going to skate to what will be their sixth win of the year to improve to 6-1-3. Middlebury going to fall to 3-8. There's 5 seconds to go. And a puck behind Middlebury's net. Fight for the puck, but the players are just going to let this one run out. Wesleyan 6, Middlebury 1. The final from Shipkin in 85 Arena. We'll be back to talk about it in a moment. It's Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here on 92.1, WVTK, Wesleyan with a convincing win over Middlebury.
Yeah, Jason, the Cardinals certainly came to play tonight. They have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers 6-1 in a game that they really dominated from the opening faceoff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one of the big things, and we talked about it from the drop of the puck, was the speed of Wesleyan really affecting what Middlebury was trying to do.
Yeah, we mentioned a number of players tonight, a number of times. Dylan Holtze, Tyler Wyatt, and Walker Harris. They were just everywhere tonight. Their speed was amazing, and it was something that really gave the Panthers a lot of trouble.
On the positive side, though, for Middlebury, they only lost the shots battle 41-29. It was much worse after the first two periods of action, so good to see them pick that one up and hopefully take that positive momentum into what's a tough game tomorrow against a tough Trinity team that's ranked number two.
Yeah, you make a good point because Wesleyan outshot them 16-8 in the first period, 20-7 in the second period, but Middlebury really brought it in the third period, outshooting Wesleyan 14-5. Unfortunately, they were outshot 41-29 in the game, and more importantly, they dropped this contest 6-1. So at the end of 40 minutes of play, it was 4-1 Wesleyan. And then as we started the third period, 2:40 into the period, Cameron Peritz for Wesleyan made the lead 4.
As Lawrence and Chris White have a battle for it, and White wins the battle for Wesleyan. Beautiful feed in front. Beautiful shot and a score. Cameron Peritz. Up high, right side. It's 5-1 Wesleyan.
Yeah, Peritz, the freshman forward, getting his first collegiate goal and point on that goal. Jordan Rose, number 24, and number 11, Chris White, assisting on that, making it 5-1 Wesleyan. That goal coming at 2:40 of the third period, and that goal also spent the end of the evening for goaltender Stephen Klein, who I think played pretty well. Brian Ketchabaugh came in after that, and at 19:26 of the third period, number 14, Spencer Fox for the Cardinals, came with them on the board again.
And Wesleyan again with it near the net. Ketchabaugh turns it aside.
And they score!
And they score on a rebound. It carried off the backboards, went near the front of the net, and Ketchabaugh lets one in. It's 6-1. Wesleyan with 34.6 to play.
And Dylan Holze, whose name we said a lot of times tonight, getting the primary assist. Fox getting his 10th point of this season, making it 6-1 Wesleyan. And that, Jason, is where the game ended.
Yeah, and something else, we don't usually do this, but we said it was of such interest that we wanted to give you one more update on how the Boston Bruins were doing.
Yeah, the Boston Bruins all over the Carolina Hurricanes tonight, 7-1, in a game that will certainly boost their morale a little bit. But from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the final score tonight, 6-1, and for the Panthers, I think they've got to kind of just shake this one off because they've got a tough game tomorrow against the Trinity College Bantams.
Yeah, they just have to forget about it, and Stephen Klein just has to come in with the mindset of, well, I faced a lot of shots. You know, I was going to let a lot of them up, but again, don't worry about it so much. We'll come back with our three stars of the game on the other side of the break. Again, the final score, Wesleyan 6, Middlebury 1. You've been listening to it on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter MedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And unfortunately for the Panthers, they come out on the short end. The Wesleyan University Cardinals coming in to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena and with a decisive win, 6-1 tonight in the game in a return to conference play for the Panthers. Not really the result I'm sure they would have liked, Jason.
Yeah, not the result they would have liked. Like you mentioned, 6-1, a final score, but they just didn't seem ready from the start of the puck drop, whereas Wesleyan was just extremely fast to the puck and extremely good fundamentally. Very sound.
Yeah, their speed was something that the Panthers had trouble with all game tonight. But again, you got to just shake it off. Coach Sinclair has said that before this year, where you have a kind of a clunker, you have to shake it off. They've got a game tomorrow against Trinity, which is also a conference game. So why don't we take a look at the three stars for tonight's game. And the number three star from the Wesleyan Cardinals, number 19, Dylan Holsey, picking up points number 16 and 17 on the year, with a goal and an assist. And what do you have for the second star?
Well, to me, it has to be Vincent Lima. He scored two goals there. The junior 5'11", 170-pounder from Summit, New Jersey, really making a difference in this game. One of the guys that could just absolutely fly.
Yeah, he really could fly. He has some speed. He's picking up his third and fourth point of the year, his first two goals of the year to go along with two assists. He is our second star of the game. And although this is probably an unusual call in a game where the team loses 6-1, I'm going to go out on a limb here. My number one star in the game tonight, goaltender Stephen Klein for the Middlebury Panthers, even though they lost 6-1, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, and he faced 38 shots. That's really what it comes down to. He just faced so many shots. He made plenty of great saves, but if you just face 38 shots, you're just not going to win the hockey game.
It's just too many shots to face in a game. He played very, very well. And again, really, I think the only reason he was taken out of the game after Wesleyan scored the fifth goal was to just kind of let him know that, hey, this is not your fault. This is on everybody. So goaltender Stephen Klein for the Panthers, our number one star tonight, making 38 saves in a game that he was really under attack really from the onset.
You're exactly right. So again, just to recap, 6-1. The final score here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Wesleyan improves to 6-1-3. Middlebury falls to 3-8 on the year. And the name of the game, Bruce, like we said, shake this one off. Forget about it.
Well, again, Trinity comes in tomorrow. They are on the road. They come in here tomorrow looking for a win. The Panthers, I think, are going to be probably kind of angry tomorrow, to be quite honest with you. And so I think that they'll probably try to take out some of that frustration on the Bantams. And I think we're going to see a good game tomorrow. But again, the puck drops at 4 o'clock. The pregame show right here on WVTK at 3:30.
And we're done with this broadcast here. It's a 6-1 final score. Again, Wesleyan taking this one from Middlebury. But before we go, we'd like to thank Jimmy Ty back in our 92.1 WVTK studios for engineering and producing this broadcast for Bruce Zeman. I'm Jason Wexler saying goodbye. We'll see you again tomorrow at 3:30 on 92.1 WVTK. This has been Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lifer Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.